Zechariah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Behema, Shenolda, B'Yontif, Hakol Mozim, Shehi Muteres. An animal which is born on Yontif, everybody agrees it is Muter. Even Beis Shammai, who said in the previous Mishnah, that an egg which is hatched on Yontif, you're not allowed to eat, he agrees that you would be allowed to shech the animal and eat it on Yontif, even though something which is Muksa in the beginning of Yontif is considered Muksa the whole Yontif, even if that thing which was Muksa now becomes Mukhan prepared. In this case, the animal was Muter, as the animal was not Muksa in the beginning of Yontif either. As you could have shechted the mother and eaten the baby inside of it by virtue of the shechita of the mother, so therefore it was mukhan already in the beginning of Yontif. The afroach, the yontif and abeisa, called modim shehi asr. And a chick that came out of an egg on Yontif, everybody agrees it is asr. Even Beis Hillel said that it is asr, as the chick was mukhsa in the beginning of Yontif, as since it was inside the egg, you could not have eaten it in the beginning of Yontif, so therefore, even though the chick came out of the egg during Yontif, it's considered mukhsa. Hashoche chayev oaf b'yontif. Somebody who wants to shech the chaya or an oaf on Yontif. And the din is when you shech the chaya or oaf, you have to cover the dam. Beishami said that if you have a shovel already stuck into the ground from before Yontif, so even though dirt is generally considered muksa, but here, since the shovel is already stuck in the ground, the dirt around the shovel is not muksa, it's mukhan. So therefore, if the shovel is stuck in the ground before Yontif, then l'chatchila you'd be allowed to shech the chaya or oaf on Yontif, and pull out the shovel from the ground, bringing up dirt with it, and you'd be allowed to cover the dam with that dirt, or that dirt would not be muksa. Beis Hillel says, you cannot shech the chayar oaf on Yontif, even if the shovel is already stuck in the ground from before Yontif, unless you have upper dirt, which is mukhan, which was set aside before Yontif, and therefore it would not be muksa. Umodim. And Beis Hillel does agree with Beis Shammai, she'im shachat, that if b'dievet you went ahead and shechted the chayar oaf and you did not have upper mukhan, you only had a shovel which was stuck in the ground before Yontif, sheyachpor b'dekar b'yachasa, Beis Hillel would agree that in this case b'dievet you can pull out the shovel from the ground, bringing up dirt with it, and cover the dam, she'efer kira mukhan hu. This is a new thing. The Mishnah is telling us that ashes in an oven is considered mukhan. It's not muksa. We're talking about over here where the oven was heated up before Yontif, and therefore the ashes were already there from the beginning of Yontif. Those ashes are considered mukhan, not muksa, so therefore if you have those ashes, you'd be allowed to shech a chayar oaf and cover the dam with those ashes. But if the oven was only heated up on Yontif, so therefore the ashes were only made on Yontif itself, then the ashes would be considered muksa, unless the ashes were still hot at the time you wanted to cover the dam, that they were hot enough that you can roast an egg in them, then they would not be considered muksa, and you'd be allowed to cover with those ashes, even though they only became ashes on Yontif itself. Beishami says, somebody who is makir his produce to aniyim only, it's considered hefker. And the din is that hefker is pater from meiser, and this hefker also, even though it's only to aniyim, dani that is ochan, it would not have to take meiser from the produce. As Beishami learned this out from lechet, shikha, and peah, which are matnos aniyim. And the din is that dani that is ochan, lechet, shikha, or peah, does not have to take meiser from it. So too, if somebody is makir only tani, and the ani that is zoch in it would not have to take off maizer from the produce, ubeis hilo oimrim eno hefker, ashi yufkar afla ashirim kashmita. Beis Hillel argues, he says, somebody who is makir to aniim only is not considered hefker at all, unless he was makir the produce to ashirim also, just like shmita. As peru shmita are considered hefker, and both an ani and an asher could be zoch in them, and the person who is zocha in the pears will not have to take off ma'aser from it. So too, somebody who is makir his produce is only considered hefker if he is makir it also to ashirim, just like shmita. Kol oimrei asadah shel kav kav, ve'echad shel arba kavin u'shakol. Somebody who has a bunch of bundles of tefuah in his field, and each one of them is only one kav, a sixth of a sa', and he has one big bundle in the field, which is four kavin, four times as big as the other bundles in his field. And he is shocheach, he forgets the big bundle of four kavin, and the din is that somebody who forgets a bundle in the field is not allowed to go back and take it. The ani can come in and take it. In this case, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Eino Shikha. Beis Shammai says it's not considered Shikha. As Beis Shammai holds, somebody who leaves four bundles together in the field and he forgets them, it's not considered Shikha, as Shikha is only if he leaves three bundles or less. And in this case, even though he only left one bundle in the field, since that bundle is four kabin, is four times as big as the other bundle, that's considered as if he left four bundles in the field, and it's not shikha, according to Beis Shammai, u'Beis Hillel Omrim shikha. Beis Hillel says it is considered shikha, even though this bundle is four times as big as the other bundle, since it's only one bundle, it's considered shikha, and he can't go back and take it.